All of us know that a ministerial order was issued banning the use of plastic bags and using biodegradable ones. The Council of Ministers passed that last December, and the implementation started last year. The town council, the city council, mayor introduced the new bags, and there was a time where everybody was now using it. But apparently, we have realized that since these black bags, they are having a known as panda products from Uganda, are getting into the country. They used to bring them through Nimule, and when they are packaged as plastic bags, our security apparatus used to impound them. But at the moment, what they are doing is they are packaging these bags in other small bags. Like we have a carton, you might think they are bringing eggs, but inside there they have these plastic bags. The same thing, there are people smuggling these bags through Kaya and areas of Yei River State.
So what is being done to address this smuggling?
Because at the checkpoints, there are some areas where we don't have people at the checkpoints. They are like illegal crossings that they come in, and we just find these things are back in town. At the moment, the thing that we are thinking, and I think it will be more prudent for us to do now, is to nip that market. And how are we going to nip that market is not by thinking of trying to see all those routes. But I'm discussing with the people in the city council. Like in other countries, when you go, for example, in Rwanda or in Kenya, when you are caught with a plastic bag, it's taken away from you and you're fined. Okay? So since our people are not conscious enough and they don't know the importance of using biodegradable bags and they are now going back to these plastic bags, we are going to make sure that individuals carrying these bags will be subject of fines. So when you go to the market, you are supposed, as a good citizen who respects the laws of the country, not to allow anybody to produce to you a plastic bag. You're supposed to report that person. But if you have failed to do that, now you're a conduit in propagating that crime. So the next thing that we are going to do, we'll be discussing it with the city council to make sure that anybody now carrying a bag, it's not only the guy who imports it, but you who is having it in your hand, you have to be fined.
Are you not going to put citizens or buyers victims of circumstances?
They have a choice simply to say, no, I'm not going to use that. Okay? If there is the biodegradable one, or if you have your own goofer, you use it. But if you are now going to go against the law, when we arrest that person who brings that thing, he will also face the law. But again, somebody now who's propagating, using it and making money to that person, because when you stop that market and now nobody uses it, that person will not venture to bring that thing in. So it's both ways.
Why don't you deal with traders who are buying these things from the suppliers instead of arresting buyers or local people who are innocent, desperate of getting some containers for taking their goods home?
You know, these traders, when our people go, when the police or the security forces go around, they hide those stuff, okay? Now, when they know that these people are not there, then they introduce it to the poor guy or poor woman. But now these people who are using it, they know very well that it's illegal, okay? So if you know that that product is illegal, as a citizen, as a good citizen, as somebody who is environmentally conscious, I think you'll be the first person even to report that trader. But if you are complacent and decide just to simply say, okay, nothing will happen to me now, that simply means the use of it, regardless of who brings it, you are culpable for that fine.
Now, looking at that order where the Minister of Environment, I think, came up with that people should be relocated from the riverside so that they leave some space, where are we on that?
You know, this one entails a lot. That is an order, and that is a standard, okay, worldwide. You don't build structures at the bank of the Nile. You're supposed to have a buffer to protect the Nile, okay? So, at the moment, most of all these hotels or structures that are in the bank of the Nile, those areas were actually farms. Nobody changed the rezoning of those areas to be habitable land. Up to now, we know those are farms. And they have signed contracts with the owners of those farms. These used to be areas where tomatoes, vegetables, pepper, everything, fruits, supplying Juba Town used to be produced. But after the signing of the CPA, there were no accommodation. People came temporarily, like when you go to Bros, you go to FX, most of these were tents. But in the end, they morphed from tents to prefabs. Then because nobody was kind of like monitoring them, now you start seeing buildings coming up.
Yeah, so now these buildings have come up.
So now these buildings have come up.
Yes.
And if you have not followed the rezoning procedure and you just went there ahead and decided to build a structure without getting environmental impact assessment certification from us and all that, I think it's tough luck. It might not happen today, but it's not going to be long before those structures are removed.
How long is that long?
You know, in government, long can be tomorrow, long can be 2 months, long can be a year or two, depending on the situation, because we have a lot of priorities now. So depending on that time where we will enforce the order, we are very conscious and we'll see to it that it's done.
Mm. What is your message really on littering in Juba? Because your ministry and the city council always come up with orders, with bylaws. These are implemented for a short time. After a few months, people go back to litter the town. What is your message really to the people so that they don't litter the town and spoil the environment?
You know, we are dealing with human beings. Everybody wants a clean environment. We know that, okay? But we have irresponsible people too, okay? So in a society, we don't expect everybody to have the best of behavior. And keeping the environment clean is not the responsibility of the Minister of Environment. We are a policymaker, okay? And people who are supposed to enforce or to try to keep the city clean is the city council. But the responsibility of keeping the city clean is not also the city council, it's the individual. If you can wake up in the morning, bathe, clean your place and all that kind of stuff, that is the same responsibility that you are supposed to have in your surrounding. I've seen now the litter that we have in town is plastic bottles. Simply, I think we're also thinking of this corporate social responsibility of these factories, water factories that are producing these bottles. An environmental fee, working on that, we are trying to get an environmental fee for every bottle. Hypothetically, I can say let's have £5 on a bottle. That's an environmental fee. When you buy that water bottle, and when you take it back, you will be refunded your £5, for example. If you litter it, somebody is going to get your £5. And that is something that is worldwide. Okay, cans, batteries, anything that is supposed to be disposed of should have an environmental fee. And that environmental fee will be used for making sure that it's disposed safely. So these are things that the council, because it's more easier for the city council to have a bylaw and pass it into their bylaw, and they can now request the water factories to charge an extra £5 for every water bottle. And that £5, they can erect a return it warehouse where anybody who has bottles will go there. You have 10 bottles, you have your £50 back. That alone will kind of like reduce the litter that we have in town. Also, say, electronic waste, batteries, whatever it is, can be done. Now, with the metal, you can just see everywhere, people are buying these metals and exporting it. So that's something that can be done. But again, it's the responsibility of every South Sudanese to make sure that the environment is clean. Okay, keep it clean. That's your pride. That's what makes you a human being. But if you now want to live in a dirty environment, I don't think you want that. Okay.